Josue Romero is undocumented, and last week he was nearly deported back to Honduras. He's a 19-year-old art student in San Antonio, Texas. He's also a recipient of Deferred Action, or DACA. That's the federal program that provides young undocumented immigrants with a temporary work permit and protection from deportation. Last week, Romero was arrested by San Antonio police for what usually would have been a misdemeanor. He had a few joints of marijuana. Instead, he came very close to being sent back to Honduras.
I was picked up from a park here in San Antonio. I was stopped for leaving the park a minute too late. Curfew is 11, and I was in my car and driving away at 11:01. And the police stopped me there.
Had they stopped other people too?
No. It was at a skate park, by the way. I do enjoy skateboarding as a hobby. I was there just for that purpose. I was taken to the city jail. I called my dad, and he was working to get me out. He did pay bail, but then ICE approached me in the jail. They knew my name and knew I was from Honduras. They told me I would be transferred into their custody. I would not be released, but I was hopeful. I'm a student here. I'm under DACA, and I'm also been here my whole life. I mean, never done anything wrong.
Well, I was just wondering, what does ICE look like? I mean, were they wearing different stuff? Did they speak differently? What was that like?
No, it looked like somebody you would see out on the street. The only difference was they had a badge on their around their necks that said ICE on it. And at that point, I did get scared. So after spending the next day and Wednesday in county jail, they picked me up around probably 2 or 3 in the morning. I asked about asylum. I asked about going before a judge, but I was basically told I just wouldn't have a chance to and that I would be flown out of the country within the next week or so.
Well, just how are you feeling at that point? Your heart must have been pounding like crazy.
At that point, I really did lose hope. I mean, I had been sad up to that point, you know, thinking I wouldn't be able to see my friends again. And it felt terrible being like under custody and detained. But I was hopeful and optimistic up to that point. I was trying to be anyways, but I felt alone. I felt isolated. There was a good amount of other people there that were also detained by ICE. And from there, we were totally being transferred to the Pearsall location, which is here in Texas. And that's the kind of the final place where you either, if you're fighting your case, you might be spending months there, I've heard. But if you were in my case or my situation where you were going farther from than Mexico, you'd be wait there until your flight was ready.
So you had heard about all of this. You knew about the whole situation. Had you been expecting anything like this?
No. I mean, the fear was always there, right? Being undocumented and living life for me and my family, my dad, we always had that constant fear. Like if we do get arrested or if ICE does approach us, like what will happen? But I mean, it finally did happen and that was the scariest thing, right? It seemed like my life was just being ripped away from me and I can't describe to you how terrible that felt.
I'm sorry.
Brought me to tears multiple times.
Am I right that when you were taken to the detention center, you were actually in chains?
Between jails, they always put you in cuffs, usually ankle cuffs as well. If you're traveling with multiple inmates, they'll maybe chain you in groups of three. But I did it a little bit further by chaining my handcuffs to my abdomen, as well as like cuffs on my feet. They had finally finished processing everybody. They had us chained again, and they put us on the van. And we actually were on the way. Like we had been driving for maybe 5-10 minutes, and we were about to get on the highway when they receive a call. And they turn around. They called my name and my name alone. And they, once I'm inside, they released my shackles, my chains. They told me I was being released. They told me to call somebody. They had me sign an order of supervision, which is basically what they released me upon. It's like a probation under ICE. And on the terms that I would come to meet with them this Friday, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I was kind of in shock. I stood there outside for a good 10, 20 minutes just kind of taking it all in and realizing that I was free and that I had been released. But for now, I'm just incredibly happy to be amongst friends and family again and be able to continue here at school and Stacy and where I work. And it's an incredible feeling.
Josue, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you very much.
19-year-old DACA recipient Josue Romero was nearly deported to Honduras last week. He still doesn't know why he was spared.